York Region District School Board is holding identity support sessions for Jewish and Muslim students in the wake of tragedy in Israel and Palestine. The board announced that the virtual sessions with counselors would begin October 17, with a session for Jewish and Israeli students and families. That will be followed with two sessions on October 20 for Muslim and then Palestinian families. Director of Education Bill Kober said the sessions were arranged in consultation with board mental health technicians, the Network of Educators for Jewish Learners and the Alliance of Educators for Muslim Students. We remain committed to ensuring schools are safe, welcoming and inclusive for all students and will not tolerate any act of hate, Kober said in a news release. The board released a statement October 12 regarding concern from the community about the potential for rising Islamophobia and antisemitism in schools over the conflict and deaths in Israel and Palestine. The board recognizes that tragic global events could lead to Jewish, Muslim, Israeli and Palestinian students and families being more vulnerable to acts of hate. The board said staff will continue to use protocols for addressing hate and discrimination incidents. Students and families can also report incidents of hate through the board's anonymous online reporting tool. The first session tonight is from 6 to 7 p.m., led by cognitive behavior therapy counselor Leanne Matlow, who has experience supporting the Jewish community in the GTA. Two sessions will occur October 20, with practitioners from Nasiha, which provides a peer support hotline. There will be a session for families of Muslim students at 5:30 p.m. and a session for families of Palestinian students at 7:30 p.m. All sessions are free to attend for anyone in the YRDSB, done through MS Teams. Links to sign in are available on the YRDSB website. The board also pointed out many resources available for families during this time, including counseling and peer support agencies. As always, if you have concerns about your child's emotional well-being, please contact your child's school so they may arrange support, Kober said.